You remember that I made it public that considering the result that we have, I won this election. Now, the results which is published by the body in charge of the elections, we as candidate, we are not part of when the results came from inside the country to the capital city in Jamena. We were not there to make sure that those are the results which were collected and published. So the main purpose is to ask the Constitutional Court to ignore those results.
Are you claiming, therefore, that the authorities tampered with the ballot?
The results which are published, nobody can testify the fact that they are the truth. And, you know, what the Chadian people are expected is the truth coming from the polls. And actually, the electoral body, which is supposed to publish the results, you know, didn't even invite the candidate to be part of, you know, the reception of those results, which is really very different from what we collected. What we collected is very clear that I won that election. Another thing which is very important is that, you know, by law, they are obliged to provide to us the global sheet where we have every result. When you take, we consider the 26,000 poll boxes, they are supposed to give us the sheet. And until now, you know, this is not something that which was done. This is why we asked the Constitutional Court to make sure that, you know, they either publish the real results or they just ignore that result from the electoral body.
But, Mr. Prime Minister, the authorities, I think over the weekend, arrested several members of your party because they accused your activists of tampering with the voting process.
You know, I am part of those who designed the electoral law. And in this electoral law, even the citizens of Chad, those who went for the election, at the end of the day, they are authorized to be part of those who will count the results of the election. And this is not what was done. As citizens, they have the right to be there at the end of the, you know, the election and to count, to make sure that what they voted for is the result and what is published is the result of what the citizens voted for. And they were denied this right. And this is one of the arguments we introduced also to the Constitutional Court.
Do you have confidence in this Constitutional Council to render an impartial judgment?
We have to use all the tools available. The electoral body was supposed by law to do a number of things. They didn't do that. And the last milestone, actually, is this Constitutional Court, you know, for us to make sure that they can acknowledge the fact that the electoral body failed. You know, there were a number of tools introducing the law. They were obliged to respect that. The fact that they didn't respect that, we are supposed to take this into consideration, the Constitutional Court.
Mr. Prime Minister, do you have any regrets for accepting the post of Prime Minister and for participating in the election?
Not at all. When you look at the number of Chadian people across the country during the presidential campaign, it was very clear to everybody that the trust in me increased, you know, because people knew that being where I am is not for my personal interest. It's to make sure that Chadian people can choose their leaders. And this is why you just have to go and compare the images, you know, of the different the campaign that we organized. And then you can see that across the country, even in the diaspora, you know, everywhere, basically, people decided to come in very large, very big number to go for the election. Why? Because they went there to vote for change. And who represents the change for them? It's our project, which represents the change.
Do you still want to be prime minister if it is offered to you again?
Look, there is a political crisis following what happened. I am head of the government. I am candidate. So I am also, the whole administration is under my rule. And I am saying that the results that I have are different from the results that the electoral body put on the place. And if my ambition was to be prime minister, I wouldn't have run for office to be president. You know, I decided that it's up to me to be the main pilot for the next, you know, Chadian flight, to make sure that we can bring about opportunities, etc. I am not looking for a position. I am here to serve the people and ask the people of Chad to give me 5 years and to give me the tools which will help me deliver on the ground to make sure that access to electricity, to jobs, clean water, education, health, etc., we deliver on that.